Hi, my name is John Kimber, Senior Pastor of Faith Baptist Church in Rexford, Clifton Park, New York, and I'm honored to be your pastor for the day. It won't surprise you to hear me say that I'm not originally from the USA. I'm from the UK, more specifically England, and it's been an honor to live here in the US since January 2019 and in upstate New York since October 2020. Over the years that I and my family have lived here in the US, we've learned a lot of things. For example, I've learned that you say tomato and I say tomato. You say Isaiah and I say Isaiah. You call it a truck and I call it a lorry. You call it arugula. I call it rocket. That's a strange one. You take a vacation and I go on holiday. With the holiday season now upon us, one of the most special things I've learned, or perhaps should say have been introduced to here in the US, is Thanksgiving. What a beautiful thing Thanksgiving is. A day in the midst of the busyness of life, particularly as things ramp up towards Christmas, to pause and to reflect and to be thankful for all that God has given to us. In Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, we read these familiar words. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I have a question for you to ponder on this day of Thanksgiving. Here's the question. What if today you only had what you thanked God for yesterday? It's a striking question, isn't it? What if today you only had what you thanked God for yesterday? At the heart of that question lies a reminder that we should be continually thankful to God for all that he gives to us. Perhaps we could all do with a little more intentionality in our lives when it comes to being thankful, especially to God, who not only provides for our daily needs, but who, in the greatest provision ever known to mankind, sent his son Jesus into the world he created to take care of our greatest need, the need of sin forgiven. He took care of that need by dying in our place, a sacrifice pleasing to God the Father and sufficient to cover the sins of the world, that all who repent of their sin and believe in him, the Lord Jesus Christ, would be saved. Now that, above all, is the thing that we should be most thankful for today and every day, that through repentance of sin and faith in Jesus, we can have sin forgiven and an eternal home in heaven to look forward to. No matter where we're from and no matter what the day, we should be eternally thankful for that. I pray that you will have, or if you're listening to this later in the day, have had a wonderful Thanksgiving day today. My name is John Kimber, Senior Pastor of Faith Baptist Church in Rexford, Clifton Park, New York, and I am honored to be your pastor for the day.